Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're going to be encouraging you this day, Thursday, talking about the things of God, the God's news behind the news. A wisdom moment's going to bless your heart dealing with enemies. Believe it or not, enemies, they're out there. We have to acknowledge it, but God has a way we need to respond to them. We're going to be talking about so much, including about getting vision and understand the specifics of if you do it like God said to do it, you're going to have it in your life. Joining me to encourage you is the producer of VFN Radio program, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramok.
Hello.
I want to welcome Miatos, Tam and Robert and Esther and David, all of our new audience members that are joining us. Obviously, we can't list you all, but we got some of you guys right here that are joining us on, even on our Facebook. David and Robert and Thomas and Mark and Kenneth and Laurel and David and Barbara, another Barbara, Stephen, Joseph, Joanne, Susan, Marty. Sorry, can't pronounce that name. Les and Mary, Tracy, welcome to VFN Radio, where we are looking the truth square in the eye, finding out God's perspective, inspiring us through God's word, and encouraging us to go out and do what God has called us to do in this generation. Bring in hope. At what time seems like a dark moment of no hope, listen, there is hope in God, in the kingdom of God. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. You're listening to VFN Radio. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Well, here we are, man. All these wonderful things are taking place so rapidly that think about it. Our minds can't even keep up with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, you know, I got used to this a long time ago that my mind couldn't keep up with it. But it's like now that little bit I could keep up with, I can't keep up with.
Tell me about it.
I mean, the strategies of those who have these agendas is moving so fast and so quickly. And it's just like, okay, the plan's already there. It's just the question is the timing. You know, when is the appropriate time? Okay, we're going to lose this appointment Friday night, midnight.
Right.
You know, so it won't hit the press until Monday, press mess. And, but just all these things are just, it's amazing. And I just saw, I don't even know if I want to even show it on the VFN Torch or not, because it was just so disappointing. But I guess, I don't know who hired them. It was probably the, I don't know, they hired HBO to produce a little commercial, and it was on about celebrating the 40-year anniversary of Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, celebrating it. And the thing about it is they were very honest in how they celebrated it. Which is kind of, it's horrific, but yet it's refreshing when people are honest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it was this guy sitting here with a drink and a Bible, I think. Wasn't a Bible laying on the coffee table?
I wasn't sure.
It looks like a Bible, like a black Bible with gold lettering on the rim. And he is smooth talking the camera, but it's like a woman or something. And he's talking about, well, we finally got what we wanted. And this is just so wonderful. And, you know, we're celebrating 40 years since we've been together and whatever. All this kind of stuff is kind of, you know, romantic or seducing type lingo. He's drinking a drink from a drink, sort of like a mystery theater or somebody, that kind of setting with a fireplace in the background. And all of a sudden it ends with celebrating a 40 years of, in other words, he was saying that we can have all the unprotected sex we want to because we can kill our babies.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what was being said, but it was being said in a seducing, celebratory, you know, and I wish somebody could blow that up and see, but I think, not blow it up. I'm not talking about bombs. I'm talking about blow up the image and look, because I believe that was a Bible sitting there with a rose that he was using to seduce the woman and a drink. And they just had, matter of fact, the CBN News just reported that binge drinking now is just rampant amongst women. And it's like 1 in 7 with women, but it's 1 in 5 with college age women. And one of the things that happen with those incidents is unintended pregnancy, because they're knocked out, I guess, or whatever, drunk. Mm-hmm. And this guy's got a drink. He's talking about killing her child, and he's talking about having sex with her. Wow. You know, without using those words, like, oh my goodness, is this for real? You know, somebody brought it to my attention, and I was just shocked that, but the thing about it, you know, hey, that's the most honest thing I heard about what's really going on. Because he's saying the reason why we can do this and I'm yours is because no child will be ours. Because every child that